So let's review. Sagt die Mishnah, Shum hadayanin shepichsu shtus o hisifu shtus mechrin batal. Bezdin sold a Balchev's assets to pay off his debts, and the judges erred in their evaluation, and the assets were undersold or oversold by 1/6 of their market value. The Tanna Kamma says that the sale is not effective. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loyma mechrin kayim. Imkei makoyach bezdin yafa. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees and says the sale is effective because reversing Bezdin's sale will undermine their authority. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel only says the sale is effective ad palga, when the error does not exceed half or twice the market value. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel agrees that the sale is not effective at yosim palga, when the error is greater. Amrav Huna bar Chanina, Amrav Nachman, halacha k'divrei chacham. However, the Gemara explains that Rav Nachman also subscribes to the principle mentioned by Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that of im kein makoich bezdin yafa. For example, Amrav Nachman, Amr Shmuel. Yisaimim shabo lachlik benichsi avien, bezdin mamidin len apetropis uborinim chelik yafa, higdulu yuchayim limchais. Rav Nachman, Amr Shmuel says that the Yisaimim can reject the distribution of assets. Rav Nachman, didei amar, higdilu ein yuchayim limchais, imkein makoyach bezdin yafa. Rav Nachman says they cannot reject the distribution because it will undermine the authority of bezdin. However, the Gemara explains, in our Mishnah, the Bezdin erred to the tune of Ishtus. The argument of Imkein Ma'akoyach Bezdin Yafa is not strong enough to allow such a significant error to stand. However, in that case, there was no error in the distribution. The Yisaimim merely want to change the location of their respective fields. In that case, the principle of Imkein Ma'akoyach Bezdin Yafa does not allow any change. The Gemara points out that our Mishnah teaches that Bezdin Shetah Machrim Batal B'Shtus. When Bezdin undersold a debtor's assets, the sale is not effective only when the error was ishtus, but if it was less than ishtus, mechrin kayim. Apparently, the principle of imkein makoyach bezdin yafa is cause to allow a small error to stand. Whereas the previous Mishnah teaches that almana shetah mechrin batal b'chalshu, when an almana undersold her husband's assets, the sale is not effective even when there was just a minor loss of one dinar, because she's a shliach, and the smallest deviation abrogates the shlichus. Now, in the case of shliach shetah, if a shliach undersold the balabai's assets, there's a machlokes. Rava says, shliach kedayanin, a shliach is comparable to bezdin, in that mechir batal b'shtus, because ma dayanin lav ledidhu, av shliach nami lav ledideh. Both bezdin and a shliach are alike in that they do not sell for their own benefit. However, almana de la dida, almana sells for her own benefit, therefore machir batal b'choshu. Rav Shmuel bar Bisnah says, shliach ka almana. A shliach is comparable to an almana in that machir batal b'choshu, because ma almana yechida av shliach yochid. Both almana and a shliach are alike in that they are individuals. However, bezdin de rabin inu bezdin is a group of people. The Gemara concludes, v'hilchas a shliach ka almana. The Mishnah continues, Avalim asu igeris bikaris beinayin, afilu machur shavim mona b'mesayim, or shavim mesayim b'mona mechrin kayim. If Bezdin made hacharaza, they publicized the sale, even the Tanakama agrees that the sale is effective, even where assets worth 100 zuz were sold for 200 zuz, or assets worth 200 zuz were sold for 100 zuz. Because kivin de'ika hacharaza lo yishaycha ina, there is no ana when there was hacharaza. The Gemara says that in the Reisha, the Tanna Kamma rules, Bezdin shemachru b'loy hachraza, upachsu shtos machrim batal. When Bezdin did not make hachraza, and there was a loss of ishtos, the sale is not effective. However, shava b'shava machrim kaim, when the assets were sold at the market price, the sale is effective. And the Gemara mentions a conflicting ruling of Amema. Bezdin shemachru b'loy hachraza, na'asu kamisha to b'dvar mishnah b'chayshin, when Bezdin did not make hachraza, machir batal. The sale is not effective at all, because this is considered an oversight of a Mishnah's halacha in which Bezdin's transactions are reversed. And the Gemara offers three answers. Kan b'dvar m'shemachriz nalein. Amem refers to karka, land, for which achraz is done. Therefore, b'loy achraza, machir batal. Kan b'dvar m'shemachriz nalein. The Mishnah refers to items for which achraza is not done. Therefore, b'loy achraza, mechrin kayim. The Gemara elaborates, Ve'elohin devar m'she'im achriz nalein. These are items for which achraza is not performed. Avadim shem yishmo v'yivrachu. We did not perform achraza when selling servants because the servants will realize that they are being sold and they will escape. Metaltlin Vishtaris Shemignivu. We do not perform achrazim when selling movable assets and loan documents because they might get stolen. A second answer, Kam Bishosh Machrizna. Amim refers to a sale which occurs during an appropriate time for achrazah. Therefore, Bala achrazah mechon batel. Kam Bishosh Machrizin. The Mishnah refers to a sale which occurs during an inappropriate time for achrazah. Therefore, Bala achrazah mechon kaim. The Gemara explains that there are times when the sale must be expedited quickly, and we cannot make achrazah, such as lacharga, when selling the deceased estate to pay the same taxes, lemizaini, when selling the deceased estate to pay support, velikvura, when selling the deceased estate to pay for his burial. Now, a third answer, kan b'mokim shemachriz. A mem refers to a sale in places where they perform achrazah, therefore bala achrazah mechon batel. Kan b'mokim shemachriz. The Mishnah refers to a sale in places where they do not perform achrazah, therefore bala achrazah mechon kayim.